Chalk Chat Freestyle, Dog Days of Podcasting, August 16th, 2013, and we are on the Silicon Road. Knew I should have called that Digital Road. Anyway, we are on the Silicon Road, going through the college years from 83 to 87, I think. Good memory, huh? I'm not going to call it a senior moment anymore. I'm going to call it a memory leak. Sounds more technical that way. So I have a computer science major from Northern Michigan University in Marquette, Michigan. And that means I had to take about 8 computer courses and 6 math courses, I believe. Again, there's that memory leak. And I also wanted to have an electronics minor. And at the time, there was no electronics minor for whatever reason. So I worked with my advisor after getting a few basic things out of the way my freshman year. And we figured out, with the help of Dr. Rigby in the Industrial Education Electronics Technology Department, whatever it was called, he was the head of the department, and we came up with a plan of courses that I could get for an electronics minor. So I had like basic electricity, introduction to TTL logic, and some other stuff. It was kind of fun. And that's really where my love of interfacing to other devices and to other systems came when I discovered, hey, you could not only make a computer do what you want, but you can make what you want to other things. So that was a whole lot of fun. Started out with some basic Pascal application or classes, CS120 and 240. They were Pascal on the mainframe, still on the mainframe at this point in early 83, 84. And of course, that means the same thing that happened in Fortran days. The turnaround time on your applications got longer and longer as the semester went up. Also had to have a number of math classes, Calculus 1, 2, and 3, differential equations, numerical analysis. Had a choice of things like combinatorics, but I didn't do that. And what was the other one? Abstract algebra. But also had a number of wonderful and fun computer courses, and some that were not so fun. CS420 comes to mind, mini computer assembler. Never really cared for that. I didn't understand it, didn't get along with the instructor, and I think I wound up retaking another course to cover up that grade, if I remember right. I was not a straight-A student in college, especially when it came to those math courses. One of the fun ones was CS330, microcomputers, with Bill Ralph. Guy looked like Steve Martin, so how could you not have fun in this course? We built basic TTL circuits on breadboards and things, and we also did some microcomputer assembler, Z80 assembler. I think some of the Apples had Z80 emulator cards in them, so we could do assemblers, and I had a macro assembler program from somewhere. I don't know how I got a hold of this thing, probably in my dirty dealing swapping days. And the neat thing about that was for about the first 3 weeks, CS330, my numerical analysis class, MA375, and one of the electronics classes were teaching the exact same material, Boolean algebra and bitwise shifting. And, you know, because all this stuff is very important when you get down to the ones and zeros, the way computers think and talk and program and logic and all this stuff. So that was also about the time that I met Donna in the fall of 86. She would become my wife today, 25 years ago. Wow, longer than that ago now, because I was in the fall of 86. And met her, and we went out to lunch a few times. And my hook for getting her phone number was that in the fall of 86, I was working at the Computerland store with Scott Reynolds. Both of those will come back again, I'm sure, on this Silicon Road. And to keep your IBM authorization, your dealership authorization, you had to have all your salespeople and technical staff certified to sell and maintain the PS2 systems that they had come out that spring. 87, did I say? 86? Something like that. Oh my. Having a senior moment. No, I'm going to change that. More technical sounding. I had a memory leak there. Decided this morning I'm going to start calling it a memory leak instead of a senior moment. So I had to go to 2 or 3 days of training, drive to Atlanta, drive back from Marquette. That is a long, long trip. It's something like 21 hours. And I think we took a side trip down to Birmingham, Alabama to see my sister. Anyway, I was going to be out for 3 or 4 days, and I needed to know what the homework assignments were. And since she was in two of my classes and attractive, and we were building up a friendship, I asked her for her phone number. I had emailed, I dialed in from Computerland to the mainframe and sent her an email with this request, and she had emailed it back, and I printed it out at the store. And I still have that printout of her phone number. So somewhere in a scrapbook that I made a few years ago, I have her phone number. So yes, I am an archivist, not a pack rat. I archive the important things. So lots of other computer courses along the way. We had a C programming class together in one of those two semesters. And it was just a lot of fun. The as we got into later projects, I found that my specialty was more in software, but I still had an appreciation and knew how to do the hardware side of it. But I would often delegate. We had a team project, two team projects, as a matter of fact. I think it was the senior year. One was to build a working elevator using an embedded system programming system thing where we had to program in assembly. It was an Intel development system. We had 8051 trainer boards, just this like 12-inch by 12-inch board. You could key in opcodes, burn an EEPROM, or you could go to the development system and you know have an actual editor and then save your program and burn it in. So we were writing an elevator program. And the elevator, I just remembered what the other program was, and I'll tell you about that in a sec because that was even more fun. The elevator I was working with a guy named Tony on. In fact, I think Tony and I were working on both these programs. We were working on both of these programs. Tony was more of a hardware guy. This elevator was an aluminum frame about 8 feet high with 4 floors on it and had a working car with pulleys and a little motor and sensors, but it was just stripped down hardware. You had to program the chip and the processor to, you know, to program the chip, the EEPROM. It was an E-squared because I can't remember now. I think it was an EEPROM because we had to use ultraviolet light to erase it. It had the little window on it. Okay, that being said, I would write the software and even did the presentation on transparencies that were drawn by a HP pen plotter. I don't remember the model number. Another memory leak. To do our final presentation to the department heads of the electronics department. I didn't know who they were at the time, so I was not nervous. When I found out later, I'm like, holy crap! That's who those people were? Because we had a few people in the audience. So anyway, Tony would do a lot of the hardware, you know, rigging up the op amps and whatnot. I don't even remember what all was in there. And I would do the software. The other project that we divvied up had going on concurrently was kind of like an ATM, only I didn't know what an ATM was at that point. My brother, who had moved away in 84, gotten a job, he would come back on the weekends, actually, and taught an interfacing class for Dr. Rigby. There's that department head guy again. And so I had a class on Saturdays where we would use these old beasts called Chromemcos. First time I used a rack-mounted PC. I think it was about 8 rack units high, Z80, S100 bus, programmed through a dumb terminal on a serial port. Yeah, this is low-level and hardcore stuff. I think we did, like, traffic signals and things. So, more interfacing stuff. Very fun. And we would take... anyway, enough about my brother. Let's get back to the other project that Tony and I were working on, the ATM thing. My brother came up, and he had been working on a pay telephone program and had a credit card reader. It was just a credit card with a DB25 serial port. And I said, hey, I know how to talk to the serial port on a PC, so and I know how to program in, I think it was Pascal or something or other, that made a little ATM. It had a little database of accounts. You put your credit card in and swipe it, and it would read in the number. And that was a form of user identification. Very fun stuff. I mean, it was kind of cool to demo, too. You go, watch this. Hook up a credit card reader, and you go, And it would say, enter your PIN. You enter the PIN and say, your balance is, would you like to deposit or withdraw? And it was kind of funny. If you said you wanted to deposit, it would just say, hey, leave the money under the keyboard. We'll be back to pick it up later. I mean, I had a sense of humor when I wrote these programs, as I'm sure many people do when they write code. I should stick stuff like that in today for customers. That would be pretty funny. Leave the money under the keyboard. We'll be back to pick it up later. Some of the stuff I haven't thought about since I actually did it. And it's kind of fun to bring it back. So anyway, the name of this was named after a bit on Prairie Home Companion. It was called Fred's Bank. If you remember your Prairie Home Companion, the motto was save at the sign of the sock. So you can just hear Garrison Keillor doing that, right? So we had this program called Fred's Bank in our elevator, and you know, this is where Tony and I excelled. We had a blast, and I regret not keeping in touch with him. I'm going to ask my brother today if he remembers Tony's last name, and I'm going to try and get in touch with him. So college was fun, lots of interfacing. I really didn't live the campus life. I lived off campus at home because college was in the hometown, as I mentioned before, very low-cost college experience. So I had no concept what college actually cost till my daughter started a couple of years ago. But I did spend some time on campus with friends who lived on campus in my junior and senior year and just loved it. Started getting involved with programming competitions and the math club and directed studies. And it was just a lot more fun when I really got involved later in my years. The beginning was kind of drudge work, but it was just a blast, and I found the experience invaluable. And I will talk to you next time about how that hook to Scott Reynolds and working at a roller rink and all of that kind of circles back to this on the next one. You can find more about me at chucktomasi.com. This podcast is available at chuckchat.com on the freestyle blog. I also do Technorama with Craig Stepp, same site, chuckchat.com. And we will be at Dragon Con. I forgot to mention this before. This coming Labor Day weekend, we have a live show Friday night in the podcasting room, which is now in the Hilton 203. It moved next door. And we will be in the parade Saturday morning and at the Parsec Awards on Sunday night. I'm bringing my daughter Lisa. We're going to have a good time. If I could remember it, I'd give you that magic number for the Dragon Con app right now, but I don't. It's written down elsewhere in the house, and I'm not going to go run and get it while I'm on this. So, lots of fun in college. Stay tuned to more digital Silicon Road. Can't even remember the name of my own theme. Until next time, 101.